support or oppose a proposed constitutional amendment that would abolish the Wisconsin State Treasurer's Office. During today's State Capitol Report, we will hear from the current and a former Wisconsin State Treasurer who are on opposite sides of this question. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We welcome your questions and your views on this effort to abolish the office of the state treasurer. If this is to happen, it would have to pass two sessions of the state legislature, and then it would go to voters in a statewide referendum, and you would have to vote on it. So how would you vote on this question? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Matt Adamczyk, the state treasurer of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
So why do you want to close up shop on your own office?
Well, this is an effort that I ran on and a pledge on in 2014 to eliminate the office. To be honest, it's been around before me. The previous treasurer kind of more or less had the same plan, and members of the legislature have been trying to get rid of this office for a bunch of years. I'm just kind of at the right place, right time, and have been the only probably state treasurer to actually be in office to actually push getting rid of it.
Yeah, so why is it that you think we should get rid of it?
Well, in that it's just because over the last, you know, few decades or so, the roles and duties of this office have been moved to other agencies for efficiency purposes. So now we're basically left with an office that has very little work to do. Not much different than, frankly, the Secretary of State as well, where roles have just been moved, and so now you're left with, in a lot of cases, a figurehead. When I came in, it would have been myself and three staff, and I did eliminate the entire office, so it just was just me. And I tell people, I said, I could have brought in a deputy making $87,000 a year, and that for that second position, I could have picked anyone I wanted. It was pretty much at my discretion. And I believe me, there were plenty of people that wanted the job making $80,000 a year, but I wasn't going to fill the position. So I saved the taxpayers $80,000 plus a year plus benefits every year I've been in office.
So since the duties have been distributed to others, what does the state treasurer do right now?
Well, when I took office, it's basically just a carryover of being on a few small boards, but there's one main board. It's the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, and it's an important commission. But in the constitutional memo that's going to be for the voters next April, it would just substitute out the state treasurer for the lieutenant governor. So there'd still be some constitutional officer on it. And the work that the board does is just raising money because it's a trust fund, and then that money goes back and is distributed to all K-12 public schools. So none of that will change. It's just who will serve on the board. And I've been in this office now a little over 2 years, and like I said, I don't have any similar to, like, for example, the lieutenant governor doesn't have many specific duties in that capacity, but it's what you do in the job. So I've utilized my time to try to find waste and efficiencies in government. And to be honest, there's a bunch of problems. And I'm mostly focused in on government leases and try to find a way for the state to stop overpaying millions and millions of dollars in private leases for state office space.
Yeah, I was seeing a lot of news out of the state treasurer's office, at least within recent years, about unclaimed property. Isn't that a part of the state treasurer's office?
Yeah, the unclaimed property program is a program that pretty much every state has, where it finds former, like, let's say a closed checking account. So let's say Joy Cardine had $25 in a checking account that you closed down and you just didn't know about it. At some point, that bank wants to get rid of that account, get it off their books. So what that bank will do is it'll close it down, and it'll send the $25 over with your name, address, and information over to the state, and it stays there forever until you claim it. So it's your property. Now, the treasurer used to technically be in charge of it. It was moved a few budgets ago over to the Department of Revenue for efficiency purposes. And let me just give you one major example of why they're better at it. Everybody knows the Department of Revenue. Unfortunately, we have to pay our taxes there. And they have our Social Security number and all of our, you know, personal information. Because they have all that information, it's the only agency in state government that has it, they are able to, and we passed a bill a few years ago that I helped work on in the assembly, that allows them to sync up taxpayer information. So let's say a Social Security number. They can take your number, and if they can have a direct match, now what they do is they literally just send you your money every year. So you no longer have to even make a claim if they can do that, because it's efficient. They have it. They know who you are. And if you have that $25, you used to have to go through a long process, mailing in, you know, paperwork, proving who you are. If they can prove it because they just know who you are, because, you know, you have a personal identification number via Social Security, they'll just give you your money. And so I'm very happy that the Department of Revenue has done that. And I think they've given out, I think almost, I don't know, 25, 50,000 people that money just that way in just the last few years. So it's good news.
So the opponents of eliminating the office, including former Treasurer Jack Voight, who we will be talking with a little bit later, thinks that, well, among other things, that the power of the office should be increased rather than eliminated. Why not just restore the duties and have a constitutional office of the state treasurer?
Well, that's Jack Voight will be talking about that in a little bit. But the state treasurer can't make that happen by himself. So let's say Jack were the treasurer, he can't make that happen. That has not happened. The legislature has gone in a different direction, and that's just not in reality. The reality is this office has been stripped, and frankly, it's just not going to get duties back. So you're really left with a choice. What do you do? There is no legislation to give this office a bunch of duties. That's just not going to happen. And frankly, you know, somebody like Jack Voight, he was a treasurer a couple terms before me, and he came up to testify, even though he's currently the treasurer of Ottawa County, so I don't know why he's testifying on the state treasurer's bill up in Madison, because that's not a county duty. But somebody like him I look at things that people in the past have done, whether it was Jack or others, and they basically, I think, in a lot of ways, disregarded the taxpayer's money by going on things like taxpayer-funded junkets. And I was just in a hearing on this last week, and I mentioned it, and Jack actually interrupted me during my testimony to say that wasn't true, but the Journal Sentinel did a report on it right before he left office. Just imagine this, Joy. You're out of office in under 30 days, and you go down to New Orleans and spend almost $7,000 in December. Well, there are a lot of people in Wisconsin that would like to take a free vacation to, you know, New Orleans in December, but they don't get to do that because they're not on the taxpayer dime. Somebody like Jack, that's what he did. And I just think that's unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, what about the viewpoint, though, that is not just coming from Jack Voight, that don't get rid of the office? He and others say this is a power grab, that the Republican governor and the Republican legislature just want to consolidate power.
Well, and I think that's just completely debunked. And I really, first of all, the governor's not involved in this at all. And the governor doesn't actually even sign this. This is an amendment that goes past him, other than he being one of almost 6 million Wisconsinites that would vote. Let me just read one sentence from the State Journal that just did an editorial. It says, critics, including former Treasurer Jack Voight, call the proposal to power grab that will reduce accountability and increase political meddling with state finances. And then they wrote, we disagree. The treasurer has never had much power in modern times, and moving the treasurer's modest duties to professional agencies will make state government more efficient. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's not a power grab. The state treasurer's office has had almost no power.
Let's take a call from Frank in Onalaska. Hi, Frank.
Hi. So when I first heard the topic, I thought, who cares? I'm not interested. But then I thought, you know, this individual and the party he represents is just the other example of the conservative mindset that we're going to take over government and run it into the ground, squeeze it dry, not serve the interests of the public. So I asked the individual, why even bother to run for an office that you don't believe in?
All right. Why run for an office you don't believe in?
I'm assuming the gentleman that's calling in, like most of your listeners, care that money that the state collects is being spent wisely. And just to give a very simple example, my office, when I started, was a little over $500,000 a year. That's what the office had. It was being completely mismanaged and waste. I think the exact amount was $544,000. I've cut it 80%. By the end of my term, when the office is eliminated, it'll be completely gone. So over the budget, that's two years, that's about $1 million. I would ask your listeners, wouldn't they rather have that $1 million available instead of having it go towards three or four staff doing nothing? Wouldn't they rather have that money spent more wisely on any number of state services? And I'm assuming many people listening to your show right now could think of many, many things that that money could be spent on. So when I ran to eliminate this office, I say, let's take that $1 million and put it somewhere else. I think that's a much better use of the money.
We have less than 30 seconds. How confident are you that that this proposed constitutional amendment will be before voters before long?
I'm very, very confident. It's been a long run. I'm proud to say that I'm probably going to be the state of Wisconsin's last treasurer. It passed last session in both houses in a bipartisan vote. So, for example, even in the assembly, we have the Democratic leader. So I'm confident it'll pass.
Thank you so much for being with us. Matt Adamczyk is the state treasurer of Wisconsin. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We just heard from the current Wisconsin State Treasurer about why he supports a proposed constitutional amendment to abolish his office. Now we will hear from a former State Treasurer about why he does not. And we welcome your thoughts and questions on this at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Actually, you should email to ideas@wpr.org. We changed our email, ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our next guest. Jack Voigt is the incoming Outagamie County Treasurer. He was state treasurer from 1995 to 2007. Good morning. Oops, I don't. We had the wrong button on. Now we have it on right. So good morning.
Good morning.
So why do you think Wisconsin should keep the state treasurer's office?
Well, we've had a state treasurer since 1848. And matter of fact, that was the first office that was actually created in 1846 to make certain that we have checks and balances in place between the governor's office and the legislature, because they really felt at that time there should be checks and balances and balance of power as well. And now we're going to violate this. And Treasurer Adamczyk, you know, he may have some good intentions, but it's all about a power grab for the governor and the legislature.
Why do you call it a power grab?
Because they control the money. And if you control the money, the golden rule applies, I guess. When you control the money, you can make decisions based upon that. And By not having the money in hand, such as the Public Lands Commission, for example, they want to replace that with the lieutenant governor. Again, it's another power grab for the executive branch of government. Treasurer Adamczyk doesn't know the history of the treasurer's office. I don't think he gives a darn or anything else about the oath of office. He doesn't support the state constitution or the duties that he's supposed to discharge when he was elected and sworn in as the state treasurer. He doesn't give a darn about the state constitution. Matter of fact, he votes no all the time at the Commissioner of Public Lands. He doesn't want to give out loans to local communities for benefits. And certainly that in itself is just disheartening. I think he needs to be recalled from office for not honoring his oath of office.
Well, as mentioned, the treasurer sits on the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, which manages trust funds through fees, fines, and land sales.
Mm-hmm.
But that is about the only duty the treasurer has now that the legislature essentially gave away duties to other agencies.
That's correct, because it was the encouragement of the Tea Party people back when Kurt Schuller ran and felt that it should be eliminated. And when he became treasurer, he discovered the importance of the state treasurer, and he recanted that his support of recalling the office of being in the power of the executive branch. Mm-hmm. And now Adamczyk is basically playing the power grab for the executive because they want control over all monies and not have checks and balances in place. And by eliminating the voice, the financial voice of this state is very important. And it's more, I think this is more important than the re-election of Scott Walker. The point is, this office has been around for 170 years, and we need to have checks and balances in place for the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, Adamczyk and Republicans in the state legislature are saying that this is an office that is a waste of taxpayer money. How do you respond to that?
Well, no, matter of fact, it's not a waste, because every program that was under my control, for example, the Common School Trust Fund, I was a voting member of that. We had $1 billion there. They supported monies to the schools, public schools, unclaimed property, and EdVest program, the college savings program, the local government investment pool. All those programs were funded by user fees. User fees paid for the programs. Matter of fact, the power grab, because they want those programs that are profitable to put into agencies that are not profitable and use those monies to support the supervisors of those programs, and that's an offset. And people don't understand some of the financial. I was there for 12 years, Joy, and I saw the shell game that was going on here after I left. And because there was no person standing up for the citizens of this state, and we need those checks and balances. We, as they say, back in 1846 and 1848, they created a three-legged stool, one of the state treasurer, the legislature, and the executive. You cannot have a powers over money by those two other agencies. A two-legged stool does not stand by itself. Therefore, I feel this is a very important issue, and I welcome and challenge Adamczyk to public meetings. I'd like to see a public debate around the state of Wisconsin. But no, tomorrow they're going to make a decision at the Senate to eliminate the office without having any type of public hearings around the state of Wisconsin, how important this office has been in the past 170 years. It's a disgrace. It's a dishonor of that office, of what is happening at the state capitol.
Yeah, we are talking with Jack Voigt. He is the former state treasurer for the state of Wisconsin from 1995 to 2007. He is the incoming Outagamie County Treasurer. He is opposed to an effort in the state legislature, a proposed constitutional amendment to abolish the state treasurer's office. We heard from the current state treasurer, who supports this abolishment, in our first segment. Now, Jack Voigt is telling us why he opposes this effort. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I keep on saying the wrong email address. It's ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Do you support or oppose getting rid of the state treasurer's office? This week, the state legislature is planning on voting on this proposed constitutional amendment. And if I'm not mistaken, this would be the second session of the state legislature in which this passes, presumably, and then it would go to voters in a statewide referendum. Let's go to Vicki in Madison. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Joy. Mr. Voigt is exactly correct about this power grab, because, you know, they want to eliminate the state treasurer's office, meaning the legislature and the governor. They've also been trying to eliminate the Secretary of State's office. If people of this state think about it, if they eliminate those two constitutional offices that are elected by the people of this state, that will put the power of what happens in this state in three hands: the governor, the lieutenant governor, who is chosen to run with the governor, so there's some affiliation there, and then the Department of Public Instruction. And we know what they've been trying to do to the Department of Public Instruction, and we cannot eliminate these constitutional offices and, you know, basically rip our Constitution apart, our state Constitution. So Mr. Voigt is exactly correct, and we should not be eliminating the voices of the citizens of this state by eliminating these offices.
So, you want to respond to that, Jack Voigt?
Well, I absolutely agree with Vicky and her comments because, again, there's been no problem. They're looking for a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, and that's the reason why they create the problem by eliminating these duties of the state treasurer's office in the last 6 years through budget means, so that it makes them feel good that the treasurer's office does nothing. Therefore, the people will support their efforts. But why didn't they try to eliminate the office when I was treasurer and had duties of all these different programs? Because it was efficient, effective, and I listened to the people. Now that they removed the duties, and now it's very convenient of them to put it on the ballot because it doesn't do anything, they say. Well, it did do things in the past, and over time, the duties is described by the checks and balances depending upon the technology and the use of technology and other resources that makes government efficient and also supports the idea of balance of power and checks and balances. We need that in the future as well. And I can understand that's their excuse is that was the game plan. The fix is in, folks. The fix is in because that's a known fact. Governors want more power. No question about it.
Yeah, and we only have about a minute or so left. Help us understand why this would give the governor more power.
Well, because he has the ability to appoint different people in different positions where the money is being spent and also where it's coming in from. For example, once you have the power of the Public Lands Commission, they can probably designate or have discretion of how these monies may not go to all the public school to the public school library systems in Wisconsin, the 426 school districts. They may have discretion by saying, "Well, okay, we will take that money from the common school trust fund and give it to parochial schools or to charter schools or online schools." There'll be other excuses. Once you control the money, you lose control of where the money goes. And that's my real concern.
And assuming that the legislature passes this measure to eliminate the state treasurer's office, it goes before voters in a statewide referendum. How hopeful or doubtful are you that the people would opt to preserve the office?
Well, it's going to be my duty, and other people supporting my position will be out there. And I challenge Adamczyk to various public debates. I'd like to see him at debates around the state of Wisconsin, fortify his position against what I believe is important to the citizens of this state. And I believe I will prevail. And I will prevail because it is the right thing to do for the cause of this state. I'm a Republican, but I'm a constitutionalist. And the constitutionalist should prevail, opposed to the immediate need, supposedly, to correct a problem that does not exist.
Thank you very much, Jack Voigt. He is the former state treasurer for the state of Wisconsin from 1995 to 2007.